Hello, I am Dr. Rachel Levine, and I am the Physician General for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I am also a professor of pediatrics and psychiatry at the Penn State College of Medicine. And I want to talk to you about really the biggest health crisis that we have in Pennsylvania, and you could argue in the nation, and that is the opioid epidemic in terms of prescription opioids, heroin, and overdoses. The numbers are startling. In Pennsylvania, in 2015, there were 3,500 deaths due to overdoses, and the numbers we expect will be worse in 2016. There are more deaths from overdoses in the United States than from car accidents. So you can see the scope of this problem. The origin of this problem really goes back, as we know, about 20 years, when federal regulatory authorities really asked physicians and medical providers to pay much more attention to pain, acute and chronic pain, and pain became the fifth vital sign. At the same time, there really was the expectation that not only would we be able to assess and treat pain, but somehow we were going to eradicate it. At the same time, there was the development of extremely powerful and long-acting pain medications that have proven to be very addictive to patients with acute and chronic pain. The third piece of the puzzle has been the influx of cheap, powerful, and plentiful heroin from Central and South America. And you put all of those together, and it has exploded into the public health crisis that we see today. So to address this crisis in Pennsylvania, under the leadership of Governor Wolf, we are working on prevention, rescue, and treatment. And we have networked with other states as well as our federal partners to that end. For prevention, we are working with physicians and other healthcare providers on what I like to call opioid stewardship. As we know, opioids are necessary medicines for some patients with severe acute and chronic pain. But just like antibiotic stewardship, we have to learn to use opioids more carefully and more judiciously. So we are working with medical schools, with professional societies for continuing medical education. We're working on voluntary prescribing guidelines and other actions to help physicians and other healthcare providers prescribe and dispense opioids carefully and judiciously. The second process that we're working on is rescue, and that includes the medicine naloxone. As you know, naloxone reverses an opioid overdose. So in Pennsylvania, actually, I signed two standing order prescriptions. One was for first responders to have access to naloxone. And since that time, police have saved 3,000 lives. In the last 2.5 years, they have saved 3,000 lives with naloxone. In addition, I actually signed a standing order prescription for the public so that anyone in Pennsylvania can obtain naloxone. In other states, physicians will be required to really write prescriptions to patients who might be at risk for an overdose, who might be on chronic opioids, or for families of whose loved ones might suffer from the disease of addiction and could be at risk of overdosing. That brings up the very important point that, as you know, addiction is a disease. It is a medical condition. It is a chronic relapsing brain disorder, as outlined by the Surgeon General of the United States in his recent pamphlet. We need to get past the stigma associated with addiction, because people tend to think it's some sort of moral failing, but it's not. It's a disease like other diseases. And so we are expanding treatment. We're working to expand all types of treatment, and that can include drug-free or abstinence-based treatment. But really, SAMHSA and other experts are recommending that we strongly consider increasing access to medication-assisted treatment. So that includes methadone, buprenorphine compounds, and long-acting naltrexone. And it has to be combined with counseling and therapy. Remember, the medication assists the treatment. Just writing a prescription and sending the patient out the door will not be successful. You have to engage the patient with counseling and therapy and wraparound services, etc. But in addition to those services, medication-assisted treatment can really be an extremely important tool to help patients with opioid use disorder. So I am confident. I'm a confident and optimistic person. So I am confident that with all of our work together, with all of your help, my medical colleagues, with other healthcare providers, working with health systems, working with the public, working with government, that all working together, we will be able to give hope to overcome this horrible disorder, hope to our patients, to their families, and our communities. And I'm looking forward to working with you.